Welcome back, everyone, to Quest Center. Today, we are going to talk about Spider-Man, the PS4 version that came out, and Spider-Man Miles Morales. We are very excited for the new one to come out. As of this recording, it's going to come out in 4 days. And we're very excited about it. I was replaying it on Twitch. Well, try playing it on Twitch. I don't know why. Keeps cutting out. But I'm recording it, and you'll just be able to see on the clips on YouTube. So that's fine. As long as I get to keep playing it. Other things we'll talk about. We'll talk about what we played while we were gone. I'll bring up Arkham City real quick. And whatever news came out during the time they were gone. Sergio, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Good. What about you?
I'm good. Same old. Yep. Nothing new.
Just living every day, just waiting for Spider-Man.
Yeah. But yeah, what have you been playing?
You know what? I've been playing since last Friday or Thursday, the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 beta. Mm-hmm. Like, I was on Twitter and it said text beta to this number and you'll get access, and I did it, and I was like, oh fuck yeah. And I texted my brothers and my friends, I'm like, dude, get it so we can all play. And then I was the only one able to get it. So I was playing it, and it's Call of Duty. I was like, yeah, whatever, like, I'll play something just to pass the time while, you know, the baby's asleep, or if I'm at work and it's kind of slow, I'll just hop on a match if I can or not. But so far, I mean, I never really played that one, so that's always, like, really interested. My brother did finally play it this past weekend, and he's like, yeah, it's boring. I was like, okay. I was like, well, I guess. But, I mean, other than that, I was thinking about playing Spider-Man, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to have time because Spider-Man comes out on Friday. So I was like, what's the point? I'll just watch a recap video or something. That's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. No, same for me. It was either between Spider-Man or Spider-Man and Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, dude, Spider-Man is way too long. Like, it's not, I'm not going to finish it in time. And then by the weekend, I'm almost to the final boss on Miles Morales. So it was a good idea. And I mean, it's the one right before the game, if it's all right. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. So far, I'm loving replaying it. It's so much fun, dude. Oh, and actually, I did it on the hardest difficulty. That's what I've been playing it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, I mean, I thought I was going to die a lot more. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Once you get the hang of the fights, even like when they start a new one, I just kind of have to, like, you know, just repetition a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
get used to the buttons and everything. The hardest part so far was fighting Rhino the second time. That you go up against
like in the lab,
dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it, like, he fucking, like, if you remember, he, like, destroys the ground and everything, and, like, if you touch it, you'll just be, like, almost paralyzed for a few minutes. Dude, that was just fucking annoying. And finally, I just decided, you know what, I'm just gonna be swinging around this entire stage. And that's all I'm doing, just swinging and swinging, avoiding the floor as much as I can. And yeah, I think that might have been, like, the hardest part so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember my nephew was, we were babysitting him, he brought his PS4 and he was playing it. He's like, dude, help me. And I'm like, dude, I don't remember how to do this shit. Like, I was struggling with him.
Yeah.
If you guys hear a dog, it's my little Chopper. And he's really, he's really timid. Oh, there you go. Every little sound he hears, he has to bark. Like, his life depends on it. And I'm like, dude, chill out.
Yeah. Before I start talking about Arkham City, this time for sure, this podcast is gonna have a video version. I shouldn't have problems this time.
What happened last time? It just didn't record for some reason, or?
It recorded, but the, like, file itself, it wouldn't, Premiere Pro couldn't, like, I couldn't put it on Premiere Pro. That's basically, yeah, for some reason. But it happened to me again in one of the Spider-Man videos, mm-hmm. the gameplays that I was doing. And finally, I was just like, let's see if I can put it on this different, like, editing software, which is, I forgot the name of it. DaVinci. That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, DaVinci is what I used, is when I put it on, and then it was able to take it in. So if I'd known that before, I probably would have done it and we could have gotten a video, but I didn't. I just kind of gave up on it.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It worked out still. But yeah. Anyway, what I was playing was Arkham City. Yeah, that one for sure. I did pangle playing it on Twitch. You can probably still see the clips or like the whole stream of it. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. it was so much fun. I really liked the voicemails Joker would leave you when you first got him his phone call and everything. And this one had like my favorite boss fight, which was Mr. Freeze. I don't know why he was just my favorite one. You basically just had to sneak around the entire stage and get away from him and hopefully attack him at the right moment. It took me like 4 or 5 tries, but once that fifth try, once I knew everything, like what I could do to actually hit him, it was just like boom, boom, boom. I hit him and I got him. It was fun. And there was this one moment though. Oh my gosh. When you play as Catwoman, that was a cool surprise, by the way.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. At one point, you know, you're in some vault trying to steal something, and she finds out Batman's in danger. Like he really he might need help this time, and you have a choice between either going to save him or leaving him behind and take your loot, whatever. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to see what happens if you leave him behind. Like, does he actually die or does he get out of it or something? But
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. I was just like, okay, no, I gotta save him. Gosh darn it. I can never choose the bad side on these video games. I choose the good side. And then later on, I looked up, okay, what happens if you choose the other? And I thought he just kind of maybe gets away with it, or maybe she just does decide to help him or something. Fucking no. It just rolls the credits. And then you hear Barbara going, Batman's dead. Joker took over. I can't believe this got. I can't believe this happened. I was just like, holy shit. And I got so mad at myself because I was like, dang, this would have been a great reaction.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. But yeah, not for sure if this was better. Great world, open world, and all that. The upgrades on the gadgets were a lot more fun. I think towards the end of the game, I got a little bit better at sneaking around. I kind of just kind of got more confident in sneaking around these around the bad guys, because before I was too scared to get behind them. I always try to use the pillars or the gargoyles or whatever you can hang on. But towards the end, I was just like, fuck it, just get right behind him, do it. And then that helped me when I played Miles Morales, where I was just like, screw it, if I get caught, I get caught, you know. But I got more confidence sneaking around, getting behind him, and for sure some of those fights get a lot faster. But yeah, nothing else. I did download that one RPG game that we talked about. Remember the one that I saw that said that
This Sea of Stars, isn't it?
Sea of Stars. I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but I managed to download it before it wasn't free anymore.
And, that's true.
Yeah, good thing though too, because I kept forgetting too. I think I might have done it the day before. But yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played it either. I have it installed too. I just haven't.
No, yeah, it's kind of hard. I wanna. Yeah, it's just hard to get to it, especially because of Spider-Man right now. I just want to get through that one for sure real quick. I mean, we'll see. But yeah, that's what I was playing. What's there for news? I literally haven't looked up anything.
There's been a bunch of stuff. I just haven't really looked for them. I know Sony announced the PlayStation Slim, which is... At this point, it's like, I don't know why, because the disc version is the same price. The discless version, the downloadable one, the one without the disc drive, is only $50 less. But if you want to buy a disc drive for it, you can, which is pretty cool, but it'll cost you another $70. So you're spending more to buy the digital with the disc drive than just getting the disc drive one. So it just doesn't. I was like, that's kind of stupid, but whatever.
Yeah.
Microsoft finally bought Activision. It went through finally the whole transaction. So I know Overwatch 2 is going to be coming out in Game Pass soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, but I'm assuming everything else that's like Blizzard related is going to be there as well. Call of Duty for sure, I'm assuming. And I pre-ordered my PlayStation Portal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did it on the weekend. Nice. I did it during the week. Well, for some reason, like, I did it through Best Buy, and then they got my money, and I was like, okay, cool. And then I get an email, hey, you need to update your payment method. And I called, and I was like, is my order canceled? They're like, no, you just need to update it. And I was like, but why? It's like, oh, because, like, the transaction didn't go through. And I was like, but you guys took my money already. No, but it's a pending transaction. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. And I just, they were just asking for the security code in the back of my card.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, I was like, that was fucking dumb, but okay.
Okay.
So should be getting that in November.
That's cool. I just saw this one thing. Oh, no. There's some reviews coming out of Spider-Man 2, and it was just like, it's fucking fantastic. Yeah, basically, the add-ons were great. Still get the fun parts of the first two games and all that. So that's really good. I mean, we'll get more into it of like what I hope we get in the second game and all that. We can get into that later. There's a new Splatfest coming out for.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
Yeah. It's zombies versus skeletons versus ghosts.
Ooh.
I'm stuck between zombie and ghost.
Me too. I'm gonna go with ghosts. Just the classics. Okay. Classic ghosts.
Okay. I go with zombie. Then we'll see. I don't know when it's gonna come out, but when it starts. I don't think I'll be able to play it because Spider-Man.
Oh, you haven't bought it, right? Yeah. I remember you telling me.
No, yeah. I'll buy it day it comes out. Hopefully. There it is. I think it should be fine.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah.
Does your Walmart have the games cheaper?
I don't think so. I think they're all pretty much the same price.
Because the Walmart here, they have it like $10 cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but like before the PS5 came out, there was, you know, like the games were $59.89. But at Walmart here, they would be $59.89. I'm sorry, $49.89. So it'd be like $50 instead of $60.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked on the actual like PS5 games, but
yeah,
I'm like, if they still do that, like, I mean, $10 is $10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it's cheaper or not. I just know there's a better chance for me to get it at Walmart than if I go to like a GameStop or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Especially the Walmart that I go to. It's just a bunch of old people that live nearby, so they're not playing. yeah, I don't see anything else in news. Which is crazy. I don't know. I feel like there was a bunch of stuff coming out. Another one thing just coming out was people figuring out who the new voice actor for Mario is, because the original guy is retired and he didn't voice Mario in the new Mario Wonder.
You think he retired, or you think they forced him out?
I mean, I think he retired. I don't,
because he said anything. they announced that he's like the Mario ambassador, and like they questioned him about it. He's like, yeah, I still don't know what that is. So that's all. Like, why would they replace him? You know, like, I don't get it. Like, it's not like he talks in the games. He just makes sounds.
Yeah,
but I guess. Probably cheaper to do that.
I mean, maybe. I don't know if, like, as he keeps voicing more and more games, that they have to pay more. Because, I mean, that's how it works in, like, TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
The more seasons, the more you get paid. Fucking the actors from Big Bang Theory get paid, like, $1 million an episode by the end of it.
that's how they are with Friends, too, right? Like, how they are right now?
Yeah, with Friends, too. And then there's the residuals of it all that's fucking going overboard. But yeah, maybe at some point they just kind of went like, it costs too much to keep this guy. That would make sense. I mean, it sucks, but I mean, what can they do?
Yeah, that's true.
No, yeah, I don't see anything. Oh, Animal Crossing and Legos.
I saw that and I was like, I really want to, I hope they make it up where you can just have like a like a, like I guess like a set and just have an actual village there. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How much are they?
Oh, the new Assassin's Creed Mirage came out. I haven't heard much about it actually, but it looks fun. I gotta finish the one that you gave me. What was it? Odyssey. That one I'm just gonna have to finish on my own.
Oh, good luck, dude.
Yeah, we'll see when I get to it, for sure.
So there's one that's $20, $30, $74, $40. What else is there? $15. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Maybe if you're like a big diehard Animal Crossing fan, yeah, but no. There, it's up for pre-order, and it's like it releases in 136 days. There's a timer going down.
What the heck?
That's so funny, man.
That's too far away, though, too. I don't know. I've pre-ordered some stuff. That's pretty far. I think I pre-ordered a book like maybe a year before it came out.
Yeah, but these are Legos, and it's like they're not even that impressive.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's like,
I would understand if it's like, oh, buy this whole Lego, like, you know, the island or something. You can like customize how, like, you know, like here are the characters. You know, make your own island, and like that'd be pretty cool, you know. Yeah. There's Lego sets of like soccer stadiums that I want, and they're fucking like $300-$500. But they're massive, dude. But like, these are just like little sets, and it's like, are you kidding me? Like,
No, I mean, like the Mario Lego sets are like, I think those are pretty much worth it because you can actually play with them and everything.
Oh, the ones that they released,
Yeah, those ones are, I think, seem pretty worth it.
There's a Princess Peach castle.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember when they announced that, but I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, I love Legos, but it's too much for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, what was it? No, it wasn't Legos. It was Bionicles that I got, that I got into.
Oh, dude, my brother, too. Like, he loved Bionicles, and I'm there like, this is whack, bro.
I had one that was like hundreds of pieces, and I lost some of them. It just kind of looked, it didn't look exactly like in the box, and it sucked. But then there were some other ones that like had like far less, maybe like 20 pieces together, and I just liked it because there was this one thing that it had that had like a kind of like a crossbow thing, and you just put like a ball, squish it, and it'll shoot out. And I was just like, that's fucking badass. But yeah, those were fun. Okay, yeah, I don't think there's anything left in the news. Okay.
Let's get into Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That's good. But yeah. Did you play it when it first came out?
Oh yeah, I bought it day one.
Oh nice. Okay, so what were your thoughts?
Dude, it was so fucking sick, dude. It was so fucking cool. I love the whole intro where it's just like he's in his apartment and like you just see like little, it goes like through little
all his gadgets and everything,
like the gadgets, like newspaper clippings that like, he posts on his wall, whatever. And like, this is Spider-Man. Like, he's been doing it for how many years? Was it like 5, 7 or something like that?
I think I heard 8.
Actually. Okay, wait. Like he's a veteran. You know, it's not just like oh my god, what happened yesterday? But and then he just gets like he gets that letter that his rent is due, and I'm like, oh, classic Spider-Man. You know, he never has money for rent, and then he hears the
sirens,
the police scanner and the sirens, and he just jumps out the window and like, boom, you're fucking playing. They're like, oh shit.
Dude, for sure.
That was so fucking cool, dude. Mm-hmm. And then just like the first boss fight with
Kingpin.
With Kingpin, I was like, fuck yeah. Because he's one of my favorite villains, so.
Oh, for sure. He's so badass. Wait, you watched Daredevil, right?
No, dude, I never saw it. I finished season 1, I think.
Oh my
god. And after that, I was just like, oh, I'll get to it. And I never...
Dude, you gotta finish. I know. Oh, it's so, I mean, I know Disney Plus is getting it and they're trying to make it a show, but I mean, it's still worth it though. It's so fucking worth it.
You know what? I barely finished when? Last Saturday, I finished all of Loki, like the first season.
Oh, wow.
I barely just finished it and I was like, damn, that was fucking good.
I was like, it was. Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's for sure top of the Marvel shows for me. But
yeah, after that, I'm just like, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch Loki 2, like season 2, like next year or something.
Yeah. Actually, quick question. For one thing, do you like the Spider-Man character, like the comic book character? Did you read any of the comics, or were you just like fan of the movies? Or
it's more of the fan of the movies. I'll watch like some videos of like different comic books. Like different comic book stories. I know he's fucking strong. My favorite one was when I guess Aunt May gets shot and he goes to find out that it's Kingpin that sent like the assassins or whatever, like the hitmen.
Yeah.
He breaks into prison and he's like, I've let you live this whole time. I've held back my punches, and like if she doesn't make it, I'll come back and I'll just put like, I'll fill your body up with like web fluid or some shit like that. And I'm like, holy shit, he's not fucking around, dude.
Dude, yeah. It's like, if she dies, you die.
Yeah.
That was Kingpin's like, fuck. He's been holding back this whole time. That's so great. I love those moments. I don't know. Yeah. I wish I can get into comics, but that's just too much. And I'm already I already have way too many books myself. I can't get into mangas. I can't get into comics or anything. If I can get like an entire set of him of comics, I can do that. I have like the entire comic of Invincible. I have those. But like I can't fucking I can get into
There was a while when I really wanted to collect like comics. I have a few of like, you know, I have Death in the Family, Killing Joke, I have Kick-Ass 1, 2, and 3.
Nice.
I still need the Hit Girl, and I think they made more, but after that I just kind of fell off. I was like, I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, dude, like, where am I gonna fucking put this shit? You know, like,
If
I had a house or like a room just for video games and all that, yeah, I'll do that. But what I want to do is I want to get an iPad and just download them, just watch them through there or something. Like, download them, download, delete. You know.
But yeah.
I think that's like the best way I'll be able to read a, you know, manga or comic books, just because on my phone it's fine, but I have to zoom in most of the time. Because I'm blind as hell, so it's like, even if it's like, oh, perfect, you know, my wife will be my wife, like Susan, she like just reads it, you know, she'll be reading it a second time. She's like, okay, you know, what's going on? I'm like, how do you, you know, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, because I like to zoom in to like look at the actual details, like in the background and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a bigger. I don't know. I feel like with an iPad would be so good, or a tablet. I don't want to do it on my computer because, you know, when I'm laying down, that's what I want to do it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, what you try to do is mirror screen your phone to your TV, maybe.
That's true.
You can try doing that. I remember remember DC Universe, the app, the streaming app.
Is that still a thing? No, right?
No.
It got deleted. They went over to HBO?
Yeah, basically. Okay. All of the shows that they made got to HBO. HBO. And I think it's still a thing, but it's all comic books now. I can't remember. It might be done. I don't know. I remember when I had that, I did like try to read as much comics as I could and all that. And at one point I put it on my TV and I would just get like one panel at a time. It was really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, no, for me, Spider-Man, like the character himself. Yeah, I mostly got into the movies, Sam Raimi movies. It was like the first time I ever got into like superheroes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he became my favorite character. And I actually enjoyed Andrew Garfield's performance as Spider-Man.
I like those movies.
They were fine.
They're not they're not my favorite.
Yeah.
Compared to all of them. But I wasn't like the ones, like I wasn't going on like, oh, this movie sucks. In my head, he's a good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, you know, this one came out and they're like, everyone loves him. And I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I backed his ass up.
Yeah,
like I was saying, you know, it actually looked kind of stupid, and like, you know, the lizard or whatever. But I was like, you know, they're not bad; they're not fucking terrible. But
yeah,
you know, don't fall in love with him now.
No, yeah, I don't. No, yeah, I got kind of pissed off too when No Way Home came out, and people were just like, "One more movie." I'm like, you could have all admitted that he was just a good Spider-Man. Come on, you could have done that from the beginning, but no. Anyway.
Before we like leave the subject, what do you think about No Way Home? I don't know if we've talked about it here.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I was enjoying it, but the ending, like, I start to dislike it more and more as time goes on. What did you think? Because I have a long
explanation
about it.
you know, the trailer came out and, you know, like the rumors were true. Green Goblin's back and all this shit.
Yeah.
I was watching and I had like a smile on my face most of the time. But the only thing I was thinking in the back of my head is like, fan service, fan service, fan service. Mm. It's like, and I'm like, at that point, I was like, I'm fucking tired of this whole multiverse fucking shit, you know? Like, I'm just tired of it. Like, just stop. And then, I mean, I enjoy it. Like, I haven't seen it since. I've been wanting to, but I just haven't really, like, done it. But the way I saw it was, like, the first three movies were the origin story of Spider-Man. Just split up into three parts.
Yeah.
And then I mean, if there's a new trilogy, that'd be cool. Because it'll be an experienced Spider-Man. That's the Spider-Man I want to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Spider-Man can be the one in this game. Like, mm-hmm. He's just a veteran at it, you know? I don't know why, but I knew... That's what I thought it was going to be from the very beginning. From Homecoming,
mm-hmm.
I thought from the very beginning, oh, okay, this three is going to be all about great power comes great responsibility. And then you can make another three, and it's just him in college, and he's trying to balance out superhero and regular life. Because to me, first three, it was just all about superhero. There were some like normal life struggles and all that, which is great in Homecoming, but I think it was mostly just about the superhero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't really see that part of Spider-Man, like of Peter Parker, you know? We saw like the little bit of it, but not like actual... I feel like it was more of like him just being Spider-Man, which is cool.
No, yeah, but... that's great. And then the next three can be about passing the torch. That's when we get Miles in, and then we can try to move on from him. Either maybe they'll plan killing him off, maybe he loses his powers and he has to retire, I don't know. But and No Way Home, though, I was enjoying the fan service. I like seeing the villains come back and all that. It was great. I thought they did such a great job with both Andrew Garfield and Toby. They did such a great job with them. I love them. It just really bothers me, though, when the whole great power comes great responsibility part came on with Aunt May, because I'm like, the whole point of that line is that he saw something bad happening, ignores it, and then his uncle dies. Like, that's the important part. And that line itself is the reason why he struggles with life, because he thinks, like, if I don't, even if it's just some guy like stealing someone's purse, if I ignore that, something else might happen. Okay, and I have to be the one to stop it. And that's what always struggles with him in his life. There's even like a comic book panel that I saw like on Instagram. You know, it was MJ being like, you're not here, you're like, you're always out doing the superhero stuff and all that, and he like tells her, he's like, I can't, like, I have to, you know, I have a responsibility. And she's like, no, I get it, you have a responsibility, but like, I still need you here, why can't you just stop or something? And then he takes off his mask and he's just like all bloodied, bruised up, swollen eye, and he's just like, I can't stop. Like, he has to save people when he can.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
all. Well, that kind of that's a factor there too in the game as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then so in the movie, when Aunt May says it, I'm like, it's not the same though. Like, he was trying to do something good and it went badly, and then he loses everyone. And then at the end, and then after this movie comes out, what do people say? Finally, a Spider-Man that's suffering. Literally, people were saying that. And I'm like, I did not get into the superhero stuff to see my heroes struggle. Like, as much as I enjoyed it, like, in as much as like I liked The Last Jedi, you know, I liked, you know, that Luke kind of, I wouldn't say he was suffering, but he wasn't this like happy-go-lucky guy or anything like that. Like, I enjoyed that. But I still don't. But I just kind of expected of a happy ending to happen at the end. Whereas this one, nothing good comes his way. He loses everyone and people are like, yay! And I'm just like, whoa. What the hell, dude? What the hell's going on here? And so it just keeps like souring over time, and I just don't like it. But I'm hoping they do make another trilogy, and maybe that can lead to a happy ending. And then maybe I can go, okay, this No Way Home was kind of worth it for this ending, you know? I think we should move on from the movies. I agree with you with the beginning. I loved everything in the beginning, just seeing all his gadgets and everything, the whole newspaper panels and all that. The music, the theme,
it's so great. Dude, the music in this game, fucking amazing, dude.
I know. yeah, and then you just start swinging. I don't know if you played any of the other Spider-Man games. I know I played one. I think it might have been like Spider-Man 2. Of like the Sam Raimi ones.
Yeah, I played... I don't know which one it was. I remember playing the original one, like the first one that came on the PlayStation 1 at my cousin's house. But it was just like, oh, I got to move and that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when we got a PS2, I remember playing... I could have sworn it was Spider-Man 2, where Mysterio is trying to rob like a pizzeria or like some store. And you just stop him real quick and that was it. Mm-hmm. But my favorite one was Ultimate Spider-Man. It's like a comic. It looks like a comic book. Dude, it's so fucking awesome. Like,
yeah.
I never owned it, but I would always rent it. And it was so cool. Like, I would play it. Because it's open world and it looks like the comic books, like the cell shading and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so cool, dude. I've been wanting to play it again.
Yeah. Now, I remember mine, you couldn't even get to the ground. Like, you always had to, like, be swinging in the air. Mm-hmm. And I remember fighting Vulture and Shocker, but that's about it. I never got really far into the game. I can barely even make it past like when you get the actual costume. Oh no, it might have been the first Spider-Man game actually. Then,
like, yeah, I think the first where you're just swinging on clouds,
swinging on clouds basically. No, because I remember now because you start off with the like jacket and little red mask. You remember when he first puts it on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had that, and then later on, you get the full costume. I remember just barely having that. I was just kind of like, yeah, finally, full suit Spider-Man. And oh man, I got all the suits ready. I got the collector's edition of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I just stayed in that Sam Raimi costume the entire time. It's so great.
On which one?
The Spider-Man one. This one.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah, I just stayed on the Sam Raimi ones. I think I sometimes would switch to the Tom Holland ones. And
I did that's about it. I love the self-shading one. Let me look up the costumes. I forgot. Dude, they were so cool, man. Like,
dude, there were so many. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I love the... I like the original one, actually, for this game. Like, with the white logo.
Yeah, yeah.
I really thought that one was cool as fuck. But I really like the self-shaded one. That's the one that I really liked.
Self-shaded.
Not self-shading, but it had like the... You know, if it's a comic book strip and it has like,
okay.
The dots or whatever.
Okay. No, yeah, this costume looked really cool. I really like the white spider logo. I don't know. It just kind of fit better than the black one. Man, I can't. Fine. Most of the costumes. You get the spider monkey. Let's see.
Oh, that spirit spider, the one with the golden, I mean, the flame, the blue flame on their fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the skull. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
The vintage, that's what it's called, vintage spider.
Vintage, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that 2099 one, I forgot. I was doing that one, too.
Oh, for sure, 2099. 2099 looks really cool. But yeah, I was mostly just stuck with the Tom Holland one. Sometimes the one for the game. I think I would use the animated like version of him for sure. And then for Miles, I mean, I just stuck with the Spider-Verse one.
Dude, same. And then like I love
the modding.
The mod for the frame rate for him.
Yeah, frame rate. So and sick, dude. And you get the comic logo pop-ups. Mm-hmm. They're like pow and dip and all that. Those are great. I remember now that one part in the Spider-Man game with the Sinister Six when you first meet them.
Mm-hmm.
I switched into the Iron Spider from the MCU one, and I didn't switch it to the Sam Raimi ones during that cutscene. I was like, fuck, it would look so much better for me if it was Sam Raimi ones in that moment. I didn't know the scene was gonna pop up, and I just missed my chance. So I was like, I'm not gonna change costumes again.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm more curious what kind of suits he gets for the new one. I think it was mostly just Miles that you saw a bunch of new suits for him. I don't remember seeing a lot of computers. Yeah, the animated one looks so cool. Oh my god.
Yeah, remember the Miles Morales costumes were fucking sick.
Yeah, that one.
I really like the oh my gosh, what's it called?
I liked
the Prowler one. Yeah, dude, that, that's what I say.
That one looked great. And then I did like the Tinker like version of it. That one was pretty cool.
The 2099 suit was pretty dope too, just because it has that pretty, the classic Uptown Pride.
Yeah, but yeah, no. And then you're swinging around at first. I mean, the swinging, it is mesmerizing. I can literally do that just the whole day, swing around town, try to see if I can get to one place to another as quick as I can, and all that. I mean, that's just so much fun. And then the combat of it all, I think, yeah, like I mentioned, like once you get the hang of it though, you're freaking unstoppable. I mean, I just love trying to like get as much as it. I love the finishers mostly. It's those are always my favorite, and especially in Miles Morales where like you actually get like cool angle shots of it and all that, and if like you actually do it right, it just like looks seamless and all that, you know. It's just so great. And then let's see, what characters do we get introduced? Yeah, we get Kingpin, which is cool. I don't know how he's so strong. I think in the comics it makes no sense either. That he, I think I heard once that he just got the super serum and he was just kind of like, fuck it, I'm gonna use this to protect myself.
He's just a big guy, man.
He's just huge. Oh my god. But yeah, he also just looks creepy. Like, I don't know, his freaking face is. That's insane. Oh, but I like that threat, the threat in the end where he's like, 1 month I'm gone, and you're like, you're gonna wish I'm gonna be back.
Oh yeah.
And for sure. Oh my gosh, there's another thing about this game, it's so long. I was so surprised by it. I thought, okay, we're just gonna fight this, I don't know, this black and white dude.
Oh, Mr. Negative.
Yeah, Mr. Negative, that's what his name is. I thought we were just gonna fight him and then move on, but then I see fucking Doc Ock. He goes into the lab and you're like, oh shit, what's gonna happen to this guy right here?
Did you know who came out of the game, like the villains, before you played it or no?
No, I did not.
Oh, lucky bastard.
Yeah, I know it was just the Mr. Negative. Maybe Vulture, I knew. I don't know. No, yeah, honestly, I think it was just Mr. Negative. So for sure, the whole Sinister Six thing was a surprise.
Oh, dude.
But
That was a big topic, too, because when they announced the game, they released the trailer, right? And I was like, oh, Mr. Negative, right? Or like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, and he's like brand new, right? They made him for the game.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, whatever, you know? And then they released like a second, like, kind of like gameplay trailer or like reveal trailer for it. And then, like, the Sinister Six are there. And everyone's like, how cool would have it been if they didn't show them and they popped out in the actual game? I was like, you're revealing all these villains. And then it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, yeah. It would have been so cool if they didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe some people complain enough that we're kind of like, okay, we got to show, like, what else we got or something. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah, I think if they just showed gameplay of like the swinging and the combat, I think people would have been excited. Like, oh shit, we can actually like.
Yeah, because it looked pretty the way, you know, like.
For sure.
But they just had to show the who the main villain is. It's like,
oh, God damn it. Yeah. And then actually, I like this part right here. I'm looking at the cutscenes again. I'm just kind of like speed through it. But I remember the part though, and Peter's fixing the suit up, and then. Doc Ock finds him with it and he's just like, oh yeah, you make Spider-Man's costumes, right? And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what I do. Oh, I guess I just love that part. But I mean, that's cool though. I like the idea though that because he caught him later on, he like fixes up the suit and it looks cool. Look at that. I'm looking at the cutscene and see him swinging around and oh my gosh, that scene. Okay, for the people listening, we're just going to go back and forth with Miles Morales. Flick it. but I mean, the part where Miles, like, gets his suit, you know, the black and red one, does such. I love his theme too. It's similar in terms of like tone, I guess, and like beats of it, but still very different. It feels very like much their own. But I love the moment where Miles gets his costume too, where he sees him like he's experimenting with like the suit, make mm-hmm. sure it doesn't get like burnt up or anything. Make sure he can't turn invisible on it. But I like his moment. I think I said it in the video when I played, but I was just like, the dialogue leading up to it was kind of like fast track, because it was literally just, you need to stop comparing yourself to Peter and all that. You got to be your own version, and then move on to the costume. It's like, could have developed a little bit more, but it's still cool. but yeah. Also, the music, not like the theme of it, but like the songs in Miles Morales were really, really cool. I don't know if you remember them, but when I was I was just like, holy shit, man, they get it right with him. I love it. Oh, what did you think of the versions you play as MJ in the game? People like did not like it.
It was fine for a bit, but I only wanted it to happen once, because mm-hmm. it kind of slows down the whole game. I get the whole thing, like, where, you know, she's trying to be like an investigator and all that, and
yeah,
you know, it does give you some background, you know, like, but I was just like, I don't really care for this. I was like, yeah, just hurry up.
For sure, I get it. I mean, yeah, it's just kind of, it does slow down for sure. I mean, it's like that one, it's like the one moment in God of War Ragnarok where you go mm-hmm. to the world of the giants, and
oh yeah, you're like just, you're Loki and like just trying to,
I can't remember the world though. Oh my gosh.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. That one girl. And you're just with the girl.
Yeah, you're with the girl the whole time. It's just so slow, and you're kind of like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. okay. I loved it, though, when they kept teasing, like, oh, you probably want to go home now. It's like, yeah, okay, hold on, just this one more thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. no! Let's go! but yeah, no, and then I mean, it's just, I feel like at this point, it's just kind of normal that, obviously, their relationship it's like, rocky and all that. They broke up and blah, 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 because he can't balance out the whole superhero versus normal life and all that. But I like the moment with Stan Lee coming up. And he's like, you guys were always my favorite couple. That's so funny.
I forgot about that. Was he alive when the first one came out?
Not yeah, Miles for sure.
Okay.
No, not Miles. I think, yeah, at the end of the game, you see, I can't remember if it was for him and Chadwick Boseman. But yeah, I think for sure him. I don't know what they're gonna do in this one. If they're gonna,
I know in Miles Morales they have a, you know, because he came out in the and Spider-Man, and in Miles mm-hmm. Morales they have a statue of him in front of that restaurant where he came out in.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, what the hell?
Yes. So if you go, if in Miles Morales, if you go to that restaurant where like that cutscene takes place, there's a statue of Stan Lee in the front.
Oh,
cause,
yeah, because
he's the owner of the restaurant, so they put like a, they made him a statue, like a, like in, like, how do you say it? in memory of, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then, oh, that's what they did. But I wasn't sure if that was in this game as well, or if it's just like, if it's only Miles Morales, because I wasn't sure if he was still alive in this one.
Yeah, no, I think it was for sure Miles, because he was for sure dead by that point. Damn, I gotta go look for it now. Holy shit, good thing I got time. Fuck, where is that restaurant though?
You could just look it up. I had to look it up. I was like, where the fuck is it? Like, I was not gonna bother like looking all over fucking Europe for one little restaurant. Like,
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
That.
Mm.
It's too big.
Let's talk about some of the side missions in Spider-Man, because I remember you got to do the photography ones. That he's like, I want to get back into photography and all that. And then you just go around the city taking certain pictures. Mm-hmm. And I love there's one, you see Avengers Tower in it. Did it. And then I actually haven't found it again in Miles Morales, but like you also see Sanctum Sanctorum, the Doctor Strange's house. I know you find that in Spider-Man, but I haven't seen it in Miles Morales.
It's there.
I probably just missed it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is.
It's funny because I don't know where anything's at, but then I'm like, oh yeah, it's right there.
Like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just turn right and just like right there. Like, mm-hmm. The fuck? How did I even get here?
Go for it. I like all the little like just like the little references that they have, you know, like they have like the Wakanda what would you call that? Like if you're like in a different embassy. Like the Wakanda embassy. Yeah, like the embassy for Wakanda's there. Avengers Tower is there, and you get to climb it, and then Peter Parker's just like, oh, I wonder what they're doing at this moment. like they're probably fighting some big evil guy or something like that. And then, you know, the Doctor Strange part is right there. It's like, did you notice that it's like down the street from like when you start the game?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if you just go like straight and you look to the left, it's like right there. It's like literally like so close to Peter Parker's like compartment. Oh, and I was like, what the fuck? That's the first time I saw it.
Yeah, actually, and I think when you go up to it too, he says like, there's always some weird stuff going on in here. So he probably just like notices it all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of just like when he swings by every once in a while. Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious. They did tease that there's gonna be some heroes coming out in Spider-Man 2. I wonder
who. I saw the first trailer, and then I saw that second trailer with what's it called? When they're chasing down, is it Lizard?
Yeah.
And that after that, I have not kept up with Spider-Man. I've been just whatever comes out on Twitter or whatever, just I skip it. I'm like, I'm so excited for this game. I don't want to see anything else. Like, I'm already hooked into it, so that's it. I'm good. Like, You know, I don't want anything to be spoiled on accident for some reason. But
yeah, for sure.
I want to know how Peter gets that black suit. Like, I want to know how he came in contact with it. Like, what the fuck did he like? What happens to Harry? You know, because he's in the. Are we just gonna go back and forth with like the whole games? We're not gonna go like, oh, this is how it starts. This is how it ends, right?
Yeah. We just go back and forth. There's not
okay. No cool. Order. Well, you know, like. Spoilers if you guys haven't played Spider-Man, but Harry comes out and he, you know, Norman's like, oh, he tells him that he's like away abroad, right? And then it turns out he's in a vat because he's sick. And then, you know, the way that game ends, it's like, oh, like, you know, whatever. And like, he has a symbiote. But yeah, it's like, and he's like, oh shit, Venom. No, big fucking. I was like, that's fucking Venom for sure. And it's like, how the fuck does Peter get it? Yeah. And it's like, did something happen between him and Harry? Or like, is Harry alive? And like, when he does come out in like in the story, like in the trailer, is it a flashback to when he came out? And I was like, I'm just like, I'm fucking excited. Like, I have so many questions.
I know. Dude, I wonder how much bigger this game is going to be compared to the Spider-Man one, to like the Peter Parker one.
Well, I hope it's big enough, you know. Just
no, yeah. I mean, because like I said though, the Spider-Man one, the first one, dude, it just fucking goes on and on. I'm kind of like, god damn, you all.
Oh yeah, like, but Miles. I feel like Miles was like more of a like DLC.
I think that's the way it was supposed to be, DLC and all that. But they were kind of like, eh, we could do a lot more. And especially like I said, the dialogue, it moves so fast. Of like in terms of like trying to get information in, like they're trying to establish the former best friend of Miles and all that, and trying to establish that there's like a little dynamic going on between him and Kanki, and then just the love between him and his mom trying to move on from his dad's death. Spoilers. But yeah, and then like this just like the interactions between the two, between him and like the former best friend, like it's just kind of like cheesy is like the best way I can describe it. I don't know. It was just they were just trying a little bit too hard, trying to establish everything, and then just like I said, honestly, that game, I don't think it's like half as big as the first one.
It's the same map, isn't it?
It's the same. No, I meant like in terms of length of like.
Oh no! Yeah, no, it was short. Like honestly, yeah. Like, I remember when I was playing it, and I was like, okay, cool. You know, like you reach like the ending of it, and I was like, okay, just go do this and do that, and I'm like, wait, I'm fighting the final boss. And I was like, that was really fast. That's how I was like, I see it more as DLC. And like, it was short, but it was fine with me. You know, I didn't care. I was like, you know, I'm satisfied. You know, go work on the second one where both of them were going to come out for sure, because it's, you know, it's obvious that they were both going to be playable characters. But See how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, at some point in the game, you meet Jefferson Davis, Miles' dad. And I didn't know he was going to be in it at all. And then when he did, I was like, oh, shit. What's going to happen here? Because, I mean...
Oh, that's right. He comes out.
He comes out.
I totally forgot. For some reason, like, I just, like, Miles is, like, erased from my memory of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he has his own game. And I totally forgot that he comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Peter has to investigate the demons.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the lady's name? The cop that helps him out.
Yuri.
Partners with him. Yuri. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, I know a guy who's like trying to investigate into this. He's a good guy. And then sure enough, I think if I hadn't seen like Spider-Verse or anything, I probably wouldn't have like realized it was him. But mm-hmm. But I did. And I was just like, oh shit, is he gonna die here? Is he like, who's gonna die here? You know? Or is the uncle gonna come up or what?
I love the interactions between Spider-Man and Yuri, dude. That was so fucking hilarious.
For sure.
I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm. And but yeah. And I liked it too. There was like a instant like respect between the two. Peter liked him and all that. They investigate, and I think they say Davis saves his life at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. What else happened? Oh, because of what happens between the two, Davis gets a like little medal. And that's when the attack happens and Davis dies. Yeah, I mean, that sucks. But I liked right away, though, that Peter, because they could have either just made Spider-Man go up to Miles, or they could have made Peter go up to Miles and all that. But I like that it was Peter instead. And he actually like tried to use his uncle's death to kind of connect with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, go to the feasting. That'll keep you busy and all that. Like that's I like there was reasons that they kept coming back together, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see. Oh my gosh. So, what was it? Silver Sable. What'd you think of the actual like DLCs of the games? Because there was the
same. I passed the first one because I bought like the $70 one when it had came out, and it came with the DLC, right? Like the pass. And I passed the first one, and I was like, cool. And after that, like, oh, the second part, you know, part two's out. And I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then part three's out, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I never really got to it. I'll say this right now, bro. Dude, Catwoman?
Black Cat?
Damn, bro. I don't care if she's animated. I was like, damn. I was like, fuck no. Mary Jane, bro. Oh, dude, the reference with, like, the kid. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know she brings up, like, she has a son.
Yeah, and then Spider-Man's like, is that mine?
Yeah.
That shit's funny. Okay.
No, yeah. No, honestly, though, when Black Cat showed up and... Well, not just in the game, but, like, when they actually, like, interact more in the DLC, I was honestly like, how the fuck was she not in the movies yet? Like... This is great. They're working well together. I don't like that she like really manipulated him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they have really good chemistry. I just really enjoyed it.
I loved her. She was really good. I fucking loved her a lot.
For sure. And honestly, it is a good time for in the movies to add her in. Like, do not put Zendaya back. Don't bring Catwoman's
from Batman, huh? My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Black Cat.
Mm-hmm.
But in the movies, don't bring back Zendaya. Don't bring back MJ. Put in Black Cat. And you can have this moment where he's kind of like, it's very obvious that he's trying to replace MJ with Black Cat and all that. And then he's add the extra effort that he's trying to make her into a good guy. And then it's just, it'll be a great dynamic. It'll be a great three movies. And it's just, and at the end, you can have this moment of like biggest what if, you know, like
mm-hmm.
maybe they could have been a chance, maybe not, but like, you know, we'll never know. And then in your next trilogy, if it ever happens, I don't know. Tom Holland seems to be done.
He's old, man. He's tired of this. I think he said he wants to take a break from acting.
So. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Because, I mean, he seems like a good actor. He just hasn't gotten lucky.
Well, yeah, but I mean, because his biggest role was Spider-Man. I mean, that was his big, yeah, that's his big break. And then after that, what's he going to do?
Yeah. I thought he was pretty good in Uncharted. He was all right.
Oh, well, he has that shit coming out, too. I still need to watch those movies.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I guess I love this moment where Peter and MJ, Peter cooks her dinner and they're trying to, like, you know, just work together, figuring out the demon stuff and all that. At some point, he gets like some kind of notification on his phone that there's some robbery going on. And she's like looking into it. It's like, oh, yeah, it seems like this and this is happening. And then she turns over and he's already like out the, almost out the window in his full, in his costume.
Yeah.
And she's just like, did you leave your clothes just in the kitchen? And he's like, and then goes back and like picks it up. Where can I leave this? And she's just like, just put it in the couch. It's fine.
There's a YouTube video like a while back. If you leave, you know how like if you change the costumes, it'll leave them for the cutscenes. Have you seen one where he's like in his underwear?
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. She's just like, what the fuck?
No, oh, that one fucking broke me. I was like, well, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. And I like when you get that costume though too, it comes with like a mod where you can like beat up guys in like one hit or something, but you also get killed in one hit too, and that's just like, fuck, is that even worth it?
That seems challenging. I'd be down to do that.
Oh my gosh, I would die so many times. Hell no. Oh my gosh, wait till you see the gameplay. I mean, I'm gonna like skip a lot of like my deaths and all that, but fuck, if you could see like the whole entire gameplay, you'd just be like, man, just give up.
I'm trying to look for the quotes for Spider Cop. Those are so funny.
Spider Cop.
When he's talking to Yuri, like, what does he say here? Because I guess they're like, it's the cop talking to Spider-Man, right? Like, oh, we need to figure out, you know, what to do. And then Spider-Man just goes, you're in luck, Yuri, your favorite tough but lovable grizzly seeing too much detective is in town. And she's like, what? No. You promised you wouldn't do that. They're like, do any. And then Spider-Man goes, Spider Cop. No. Like, once a cop or like some stupid ass shit. I just thought, like, oh, it was so fucking funny. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
And I remember one time she was like, I think we need help. Like, they're getting along together finally, right? And then she's like, I think we need help. I'm like, wait, really? Yeah. Spider Cop's on the case.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that I watched these cutscenes because I totally forgot that was this one joke. It was when he's fighting Electro. And no, it was Electro and Vulture. And he goes, and he makes a Rocky reference to Vulture.
Yo, Adrian.
Hey, yo, Adrian. Yeah. It's just like, and Vulture's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then Electro comes in, Spider-Man, I must defeat you, or something like that. I can't remember.
I must break you, yeah.
I must break you. And he's like, you got my reference. Finally, someone got my reference. I could almost like not beat you up. Mike. This is so great. Oh my gosh, I laughed so much when I first heard that. So basically everything before the Sinister Six moment, it was just all, I mean, a lot of it was all to me like set up, basically. Just all these characters coming together. Here, you know, this is his relationship with this person. And it's all set up because shit's about to go down when the Sinister Six comes in. Doc Ock destroys the prison where all of Spider-Man's villains are held. And he releases them to New York. Literally.
Was that Stryker Prison?
Stryker, yes.
Okay.
I think it was called Stryker's Island, too.
Stryker Island, yeah.
Yeah. And basically the criminals take over
Rikers.
New York.
My bad. Rikers.
Strikers. Rikers. Always a striker. Like, I don't know. It could be a Marvel name still.
Whatever. I don't know. Rikers. Yeah. Island. That's what it's called. Well, I don't know. Honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember the first time though when like you realize like the whole city is basically on fire and all that. And I'm just kind of like, the fuck did you do, guy? Like, I'm working so hard here to stop all these other criminals, and now I gotta get all these guys back in. It's just like, oh my god. Like, you actually
I remember when you were playing it, I asked your sister, like, oh, like, how's he doing in Spider-Man? And she's like, I walked in and the whole city's like going downhill, and he's like, yeah, I'm not doing such a good job at being Spider-Man. Or something like that. I was like, what? No, that was fucking funny, man.
No, but I was honestly like shocked at all the villains that came up. Shocker. I'm not shocked. Oh my gosh, why I keep confusing him? Electro, I really liked his fight, especially Vultures. You're just in the air the entire time. That was great. Oh man.
When you fight him with
Electro?
With Vulture? Vulture and Electro?
Yeah.
I hated fucking fight. I don't know why. Like when I started fighting them, like I was doing bad, and it was like, you know, I beat it in one try, but like it took me a while to like get it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay, you just didn't know like what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But after that, I was like, oh, thank God I'm done with this stupid shit.
But yeah, and then who else was it? Rhino, Mr. Negative, and Scorpion. Scorpion, I literally have not seen anywhere in the movies, or I haven't really seen him in the cartoons at all. So this is like literally the first time I saw him, and I want more.
Was Scorpion supposed to be in the with Tom Holland?
Oh yeah, no, that
was like it was just that was it, and then I guess he comes out in Morbius, right?
Does he?
I never saw Morbius, so I don't know. I never saw Morbius, and I never saw Venom 2. And I saw part of Venom. So I don't really know the connection between all of those.
I would not be surprised if he comes out in the new Kraven movie. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah, I was just like, whatever about it.
This one, I would say, got my attention more than the other ones, than Venom and Morbius.
I want to see it because I love the actor.
Yeah, I want to see him more things.
Mm-hmm. I love him, dude. Like, after Kick-Ass, fell in love with him.
For sure.
But he hasn't really done anything after that.
Yeah. There were some complications.
Is it with his, like, lover?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, it was intense.
Oh, he comes out of Bullet Train? Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit, he was Quicksilver. I forgot about that.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty good in that one. Sad ending. But it was cool. But yeah, basically the whole city is just on fire and you just gotta stop every single bad guy that's escaped. And I love the in the beginning of Miles, you basically get like a synopsis of what happened in the last game. I even brought it up too. I was like, man, I was really glad they put this in the game because I played Miles Morales first and then played Spider-Man. So yeah, that dialogue just kind of like helped out filling in the gap. Okay, cool. Last criminal, y'all were training. Moving on. Great.
You know what I like finding in the game was in Spider-Man where his backpacks from like throughout the years.
Yeah,
I thought that was like cool because it's like just random memorabilia and that was pretty cool. But then I started thinking, I was like, how long have you been Spider-Man? And you know these are from high school, if anything. Like no one found these. Like
yeah, like, what for the sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean some of them were well hidden because
well, some of them, but there's some of them just like
in dumpsters or in bushes or something. Yeah, for sure. I like the one, I don't remember much of them, but the one that stood out for me the most was like some snow globe of New York. And he mentions that it was because of Aunt May that he kind of had like, that grew this love of New York because of her. Because she loved it so much too. And I was like, damn, that's nice. And I think that's probably the reason why I got so disappointed too when the prisoners broke out and started like tearing everything apart, because I was also like, this is my city, bitch. What the fuck? So then Doc Ock releases this disease, I guess, into the city, and people start getting sick. And who else gets sick? Aunt May. And oh my god. Fuck. And we brought this up before in like the first episodes, but fucking A. She starts getting sick. He's trying to figure out a cure for this before it like really hurts, starts to take her. And the moment where, let me see. Actually, I'm going to just skip right to it. Let's see if I can find it. Silver Sable. What the fuck? Oh, boss fight with Mr. Negative. Oh, okay. Yeah, he gets badly hurt because of Doc Ock. Let's see what else. Gets into some surgery. Because... Oh, wait, is this? Okay, no. I thought there was a moment where... I'll get to it. Oh, I thought it was her death first and then go fight Doc Ock. Holy shit.
No, Doc Ock is like the last thing you do. Isn't it?
Really? No, I'm seeing the cutscenes and you're fighting Doc Ock. And then after that, it's...
And oh yeah, you I just look at that too. I guess you kill Doc Ock and not kill, but
you stop him and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, then I guess I can talk about this first. Yeah, basically, I wish I could remember the dialogue because I remember loving it. But basically, Peter's just kind of like, I don't know how to beat him. Like, he is freaking smart. He's 10 steps ahead of me. I don't know what to do. And she's like, stop thinking like Spider-Man and like think like Peter Parker. You know, mm-hmm. like Peter Parker is smart. He can be as smart as him too. And that's when he gets to work and start using the last bit of technology that Doc Ock had and made his own suit, which was, I really liked it. I didn't really care much about like the upgrade that you get. Basically, if you press, I can't remember what button it was to activate like those specials for each costume.
Mm-hmm.
You basically refill all your gadgets, the spider webs, the...
Whatever gadgets you have equipped.
Yeah. Mm. I did like that. I do like, though, that you get more gadgets from Peter than you do with Miles. Just because, I mean, why? Why need it? But, like, I do find it cool that, like, it can't just be because he has more powers, Miles, but also I like to think that's just because Peter is smarter than him in terms of like the technology.
For now.
Yeah, we'll see what else we can do. I'm very curious. Oh my gosh. I really hope there's like a lot of cool back and forth between Peter and Miles when they're fighting bad guys. Like, I would love it though if like there is just them talking to each other while they're beating up bad guys, and at some point one of the bad guys is just like, "Can y'all just like stop ignoring us or something? We're here too." I really hope for a moment like that. And then in the fight, ooh, this one was like, I don't know why it was a big shock for me, but Doc Ock was like, "I'm sorry, Peter," because yeah, he has to get the cure from Doc Ock for sure. And he's like, "I'm sorry, Peter." And he's just like, "You fucking knew this whole time that it was me?" And it's like, "You know what? I need the cure, right?" And just like, he fucking loses it. Beats the shit out of him. Oh, man. Side tangent. I don't know if I'm right, but the voice actor for Vulture, his voice sounded very familiar. I think it might be the same guy who voiced Dr. Animo in this Cartoon Network show called Ben 10. His voice sounded just very familiar. And I was like, fuck, that's Dr. Animo, isn't it?
Was it?
I never looked it up. But like, it's just, it's so similar. You would be shocked if I was wrong. All right, let me look it up.
Dwight Schultz.
Spider-Man. Voice actor. Yeah,
I guess he is
Dr. Animo.
Benton.
Yeah. Oh, he's done some live action stuff.
Let
me look up Benton.
Oh yeah, Aloysius.
Yep. Aloysius.
I don't know, man. I'm like so confused. I don't watch Ben 10, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, it seems like it. His picture pops up, Dr. Animos, and he voiced some other character in Chowder. I just noticed that, which makes sense. Sounds very similar. Oh my gosh. Gosh, I wish I could rewatch Chowder. I think I probably can, but someday.
Never seen it.
Chowder? Dude, it was so funny. Oh my god, I loved it. Anyway, so you beat Doc Ock, and he's just kind of like, I don't know. I remember, I think Doc Ock was kind of like begging for him to like kill him or something.
To kill him, yeah.
Yeah, that was intense. And then since he managed to get the cure, the thing though, I can't remember what the scientist guy said, but he was just kind of like, I only got this one thing for everyone, and I got to make more. But like, he needed the cure like right away. Then so he just had to make
yeah, it. Yeah, so it was either. He had the cure and he could make more, but he needed the cure to make more. Mm-hmm. And so you can use it to save one, or you can use it to like save millions or some shit like that. Because Aunt May, Aunt May needed it right there and then, and he needed more time to make more of it. So you can use it, but it's like, you're fucking killing a lot of people. It's like, come on, the classic Spider-Man.
Yeah. And like I said, we've mentioned this before, but this moment, I fucking teared up, man.
Dude,
like him. Almost putting it in this, like, in whatever tubes he's got to do.
It's not even that. It's just like, take off your mask. I want to see my nephew. And he just takes off. You. I had my suspicions. I didn't want you to worry. I always did. And I was like, oh, shut the fuck up, Aunt May.
Dude, holy shit. Literally, the moment you were saying that, I'm seeing you in the cutscene.
Oh, yeah, I haven't pulled up.
Oh, okay. We got on the same pot.
It's paused on my end, but it's like, I just kind of, it's not word for word, but it's kind of similar to it.
You almost got it word for word, actually. Oh my gosh. And she says, like, your uncle would have been proud too. It's like, oh, right here, I see it. He's like almost putting it in. And she's kind of like, it's not fair. God damn it. And actually seeing like the original like
voice. Oh, the face. I fucking hate it when they switched it. Because they're like, we want him to like look younger, and I'm like, he looks dumb. I was all pissed off. I was like, he looks like Tom Holland. I don't want Tom Holland in everything.
Oh man. And but right here, this shot is on his knees, just holding her hand, and she's gone. See, this is like so much better though too. God damn it. Marissa told me it was great. But like, I didn't really care about her death in it. This one though, it got me. I mean, she fucking knew this whole time. She loves him. She's proud of him. That's all he's gotta know. That's great.
Oh, and there's just that shot of him, like when he drops he leaves the serum there, and he just like gets on his knees. He's holding her hand. That's sad, dude.
That's fucking intense.
It's like, that's his mom. It's like fun, dude. And then it goes black.
No, then, you know, people are getting the cure, and then it cuts to the funeral, and May Parker, Ben Parker, their greatest fucking A. And then, oh my gosh, this is hilarious when, I think, I don't know if Peter was moving into a new apartment or something, but Miles is helping it. And he's like, Pete, I gotta ask you something. There's like some
changes
in my body. And he's just like, oh, I mean, that's very normal for someone your age. I mean, we all go through it at once. He's like, no. Like, okay, let me show you. And for some reason, I don't know why he would do this at all. Like, he turns around and like, you could tell like he's kind of like bending down. It's like, and like, Peter actually thinks he's like taking off his pants or something. It's like, it's so weird. Like, why would you even turn around? Just jump, dude. But yeah, I mean,
I thought it was a great shot, because like, he does that and he's like, oh yeah, look who I am.
No, yeah, that's a great thing. And then I love it afterwards too. After the game, I wish some other more games would do this too, where like you beat the final boss. And, like, there's just stuff going off afterwards. I hate it. I don't like it in Zelda, especially in the Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild, where, like, you beat the boss fight, and then you just load up to before you beat him. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
I kind of wish I knew what happens afterwards. You know, like, what's the effects? Is people going to be happy? Mm-hmm. Are the characters that we met, you're going to be like, hey, what does it feel like? More light comes into this world or something. But I like it afterwards. Now you get phone calls from Miles, and he's teaching him slowly how to become Spider-Man. He tells him, like, all right, you got to learn... I don't know what the fuck kind of method was, but basically, like, you got to learn how to do this if you're going to swing around town. And I liked it afterwards in Miles Morales, where you talk to Peter on the phone and he asks him, like, hey, what do I do? Because Miles' mom knows that he's Spider-Man. And he asks him, what do I talk to about her with this stuff? Like, do I bring up everything? Do I just, like, not tell her anything at all? Like, what's up? And he's just like, that's tough. I think you're just going to have to set up boundaries mm-hmm. between her. Tell her, like, what stuff you're not comfortable with, what stuff she's not comfortable with. And I like that. It's just this constant advice. And that's what I'm hoping in this game. Like, obviously, he doesn't, like, have it down. Like, Miles, he's not, like, Spider-Man. Because, like, one thing you notice in his game, too, is that he's not as funny as Peter Parker. Like, he wants to be as punny and, like, hilarious as him, but it just, he just doesn't land it. He doesn't have that confidence yet of, like, being Spider-Man and being funny and all that. Because I remember this one moment where there's this crane that's, like, frozen, and you're checking down the icicles that are on it and all that, and he makes, like, this ice pun, and I literally go, Peter would have made that funny. Like, you just kind of have to be more confident, kid. Come on.
Leave him alone, dude. It's his first year, okay?
I know, for sure. But that's what I love about it, too. It's like, okay, I hope in this one, like, he's just, let's make him more funny. Let's see how they work together and all. I'm very curious. I'm so excited. God damn it. Why can't it be Friday?
Dude, right? Oh, gosh. And I took today off because Zelda had her shots, her first shots today, so I'm gonna take the whole day off, see how she does afterwards, right? And, like, right now, like, before I started talking, like, for the podcast, I was like, should I take Friday off too? And I was like, no, I can't. Mm-hmm. I was like, save the hours for, like, something huge.
Mm-hmm. Now and then, for the Miles game, like I said, it's a whole lot shorter than the first one. I like the friendships between everyone. What did you think of the podcast of J. Jonah Jameson's podcast? He's just like talking.
I love him, dude. I love him just regardless. Like, I just I just would have wished if it was the guy from the movies. That would have been fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh my gosh, you know he's trying to, like, bring out the what's his name? God damn, I can't remember his name.
I know, I'm looking it up right now. I was like, what the fuck is his name? Mm-hmm. J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. I knew it started with a J.
I mean, it's already there.
And I wish they did still too, because, like, it seems like everyone knows, like, it's J.K. Simmons always. No one else can do it. God damn it. And, like, I've seen a couple of, like, what was it? Spectacular Spider-Man. That was one animated Spider-Man show that came out. I can't remember when. That one's really good, actually. If you really, like, if for anyone who is, like, a Spider-Man fan, that's a great Spider-Man show to watch for sure. But yeah, I love the podcast. I love J. Jonah's podcast and everything. He just keeps talking shit about him, but I love it even more in Miles Morales, because Miles he listens to his own podcast. Danicast or something like that, and at one point
they bring Jonah, him in, right?
Yeah, Jonah, yeah. He's like, ask her to have like a little debate, and she's just like, she owns him, basically
destroys him. Yeah, like, I remember that.
Yeah. And he's just like, okay, little girl, and all that. It's like, no. Yeah. Come on, man, you could do better. And then he brings in people that are like, I heard Spider-Man stole your stuff. And she's like, no, he actually saved it. We actually, like, our business is thriving because of him now. He's just kind of like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then he keeps blaming his assistant or something for, like, all these screw-ups. It's so funny. But I for sure like the Dana cast more, just because she's investigating the stuff that's going on around here. Mm-hmm. And okay, now I got to bring up the part that why I love Miles Morales even more. And someone explained it better. I listened to this podcast and they were talking about the game. And this one guy explained it better, where Miles is the friendly neighborhood that Spider-Man is. Whereas with the Peter in his game, he's just a superhero. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, it's not a bad thing, though, too. Like I said, like, when you see New York on fire, I was pissed off, too. You know, I was like, I gotta save this city. Like, yeah, I like that version of it. But with Miles, though, you're literally helping out your community. And
yeah,
but the more and more you help, the more Miles feels comfortable living here. Makes it. There's even at one point, too, I think he's talking to Genki, and he's like, we got to protect our neighborhood and all that. And he's like, you said our for the first time. I'm so proud of you. It was funny. And then it just, like, you do more and more. You get to know these people. And at the very end, it really, like, comes together where you got to stop the bad guy. You got to go into, like, middle of Harlem. And he, as you're fighting all the underground people and the Roxxon soldiers, you're calling everyone that you said before. It's like, hey, are you okay? Hey, like, where are you guys at? Are you safe? And all that. And people are, like, telling him, too. It's like, wait, are you safe? Like, you know, let Spider-Man handle this. They're like, yeah, yeah, I'll let Spider-Man handle this.
Yeah.
No problem. And so, like, it just, like, the more and more you call, the more, like, intense I got, the more I have to be like, go, 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 fight, fight, fight. I'm really hoping, like, I just get super good at the end. I still got a bunch of, like, side things to do, so I'm hoping to, like, as I'm playing that, get really good at the end, and maybe I won't die as much. And so, but I remember playing that too for the first time, and just there was this awesome fucking shots that would come up whenever I, like, do the finishers.
My favorite one was with the fucking cat.
Did he get that? Oh, yeah.
He just goes out there.
There was actually one cool part, though, when you're fighting alongside Tinkerer and you actually do get to do a finisher together. I was like, oh shit, that's a first. It was just fun replaying Miles because there were some things that I missed the first time. Some more interactions with people when you're on the street. There was this one joke. it's Christmas time in the Miles game. And at one point, when you're in the first scenes, when you're fighting Rhino, Peter goes, can we just be a little bit more jolly? Or he's like, or something like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He starts singing, fa la 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 la.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck? It's so funny.
When you beat both games, did you, like, 100% complete them or no?
Yeah. It's one of the only games I've ever, like, really 100% completed.
I was going to say, like, come on, dude. Go back. Do that.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I always said in my gameplay, I was like, this is one, like, it's very easy for me to 100% this. And I'm going to try, for sure I'm going to try to do that on the new one. Oh my gosh. Can I just sleep till it's Friday?
Dude, right?
Okay.
I'm going to try playing. Well, the game comes out Thursday at 9 p.m. Hopefully Zelda's asleep by 9 p.m. And I'm going to try playing till maybe 3 or 4. Go to work at 9 a.m. Get off at 6. And play until like Saturday afternoon. Or when Zelda wakes up. I don't know, man. I say all these things like I can still do all that shit like I used to before, but no, I can only play like an hour now.
Nah, yeah, for sure. I'm just gonna wait till Friday. As soon as I get off work, go straight to Walmart and buy it. Or maybe Target. I don't know. Target's closer. But yeah. And then I'm just gonna play it all night. I don't think I'll be able to live stream, like I said, for some reason anyway. I kinda wanna try it on YouTube. I don't know if there's even gonna be a difference, but
it's worth a try.
Yeah, I'll try it on YouTube.
YouTube, and I'll try Twitch.
Yeah. Twitch. Imagine we play at the same time though, too. That'd be funny. Imagine we're at the same spot too. Like, fuck. That'd be funny. Nah, you'd probably be ahead of me by then. You'll be halfway done by then. Watch.
Because what I do is, like, I start the game, and it's like, oh, open world? Go do this. Nah, I'm going to go over here. Yeah. That's exactly what I do all the time.
No, yeah, for sure.
Every single time.
No, yeah, for sure. Even this gameplay, too, like, I would just be like, okay, I'm just going to go, like, around here, and then make it to the next story mode. But then a crime happens, and I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm going to go over here, stop this crime. Fuck, dude. There's way too many times that the crime gets away from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because again, I have it on the hardest difficulty, so... A part of me is tempted to do it on this one, too, but... I don't want to...
I don't know. I mean, either way, like, I did it for the last two, so I might as well just continue.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it really isn't that hard. It's just gotta get good at pushing all the buttons at the right time. I mean, that's... I mean, I guess you could say that's...
I mean, to me, it's just more game. Of, like, the dodging and, like, kind of figuring out when to use, like, your... I don't know, like, I feel like with Spider-Man and Miles Morales, it's like I used my favorite gadgets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, fuck the other ones. Like, I'm not going to use them because it's like I already know how to use these. So it's like I just stick to like the same ones since the beginning. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Yeah, I definitely struggle trying to use all the gadgets that I have. I remember the first time playing it, I would always use the holograms for Miles. And this one, I kept forgetting that I have them, but I just kept using the little vortex one or something. I don't know, the one that sucks everyone up and like messes
up. I love that one. Yeah,
I do that one when there's like when I see like a robbery and uh-huh. They're all huddled together, I'm just like throw it
they in just,
and then I just once they're all together, if I have like electricity up, just smash them down.
That's great. Yeah. Hopefully, like, well, because it's like that was my whole theme. When Miles Morales came out, I was like, dude, like, this gameplay is fucking sick because, I mean, he has, like, the electric powers. He turns invisible, dude. And it's like, when they came up with the second one, I was like, I know there's going to be more, Miles and Peter, right? You're going to be two playable characters. And if they didn't do that, I'd be like, this fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Why they didn't do that. Sorry if you get offended with the R word. I'm so sorry. Don't take it.
No. Down. No, you're right.
But it's just like, thankfully they did it, but then now it's like, well, they're both Spider-Man, but Miles has like the advantage because he has like the electric powers and he turns invisible. Peter, what do you got? Webs and experience? And it's like, okay, cool. They gave him the suit, like, the black suit, and maybe I feel like you're going to be able to transition from the black suit to like regular suit, and it's like different power sets and move sets of anything, but. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to wait to see how that turns out.
Yeah. I'm curious if, like, maybe they try to combine their skill sets. You know, Miles gets a bit more gadgets to use. Peter gets some stuff that's, like, directly connected to his powers, to Miles' powers. Like, maybe he just has, like,
like more... a suit or something?
Like a suit too, but maybe something that can help him turn invisible. Oh, actually, he probably does. Because of Prowler. At the end, Prowler turns himself in and all that. And he do, like, get parts of his suit in the game. So maybe he tries to, like, give him a cloaking. That can be a cool thing. Like, just get it as close to each other's power sets as they can. The biggest thing is just he can't really replicate the electric powers for him. All you can do is just get tasers or something. So... that'd be kind of interesting.
We'll just have to wait and see.
I know. And I can't wait. I'm on it now. But, yeah. From any that last thoughts?
Last thoughts? Both games are good. If you haven't played them, go ahead and play them. They're really good. Mm-hmm. They're fun.
If you're a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah, especially if you're a Spider-Man fan. If you're not, still play them. They're still good. And what else? Can't wait for the new one. That's can't wait. I thought my wife was here and she's not, so I'm wondering what he's working at. That's weird. Okay, well, yeah, that was Chopper, everyone. That's him.
Yeah. No, yeah, same thing. Absolutely great. One of the only games, or not only, but like one of the few games that like I really do love replaying them and just try to get better and better at them. Yeah.
Blinded myself.
yeah, I saw that. But yeah, we're for sure, I'll for sure post my videos of my gameplay. Hopefully you can catch me playing it live on YouTube, catch Sergio playing it on Twitch. And yeah, and then once I'm done with this, I'll get back into Arkham. I just gotta beat Arkham Knight, and damn, it's gonna be hard getting back into that game after Spider-Man 2, because it was even hard for me on this one, just kind of be like, wait on, I don't what button do I use to attack?
Well, it's kind of similar, isn't it? It's just like block,
yeah,
or dodge and then hit whatever.
Yeah, basically. I think it's the same buttons to dodge and hit and all that, but I don't know. It's still like, wait, what? Like, throws me off, you know. Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think about Peter and Doc Ock coming out in as like a cameo and Miles?
Oh yeah, you do this flashback in this mm-hmm. museum, and then you basically walk past him. Yeah, that was funny. I was like, fuck, dang. They were so excited to like talk to each other, be all so, like just be scientists around each other.
I was like, kick his ass! Kick his ass!
Yeah. Also, I can't believe I forgot to mention this, but like, yeah, at the end, you fight Tinkerer and you absorb the last of the I can't remember this name, but basically the energy thing that was going to explode. And Tinkerer sacrifices herself to mm-hmm. save the city and to save, not save Miles, but basically save the people who are around them. Mm-hmm. And I love that moment where, you know, he falls to the ground, his mom comes up to him. He doesn't have the mask, but like he gets up, his suit is all messed up. And I fucked it up on the first time because I still had the Spider-Verse costume. And so if you had that on, though, it's not messed up.
Same.
So it just kind of looks like, okay, he's standing up, but like when you have the costume for the game, it's all fucked up and everything. You're just kind of like, oh, he took some damage. And then the music that builds up is fucking beautiful, honestly. And then he swings away. News reporters comes in, and they're like, who is it? Like, did you see his face? And it's like, who is he? And he's like, him? That's our Spider-Man. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Harlem. Oh yeah, because they all got together, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They all like protected him. Some people know who it is. I mean, it's almost like that scene in Spider-Man 2. Toby's Spider-Man 2. Yeah. And they carry him. Yeah, and they also like, we'll keep your secret.
We'll keep your secret. I'm like,
no, you okay.
Won't. I was like, okay, can you trust these guys?
No, you're not, right? And then I love the song at the end too. This is where we come from. Yeah, we made it. That's the only song I remember, but it was good. And then him and Miles and Peter meet up, and they're like, we gotta protect everyone, you know?
where was Peter at? He went on vacation, right? Or something like that?
Work vacation thing. Him and MJ went to this other country. She was gonna report some, make some kind of report on it, and he was her photographer. Yeah, I like the moment though when the bridge collapsed because of Miles, and he's like, I'm getting a first fight out of here, come on, I'll be right there. And he's like, no, I got this, like, I know what to do, like, please, mm-hmm. like, give me this chance. It's like, that's great.
Oh, because he's trying to prove himself, right?
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
This
is like the origin story.
Yeah, basically.
Of Spider-Man that we didn't get into the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. The Tinkerer was an original character, right?
Villain? I believe so. Mm-hmm.
So, and then so was Mr. Negative and the other one. So
yeah.
I hope they do it again for the second game where they have an original villain and it's mm-hmm. not just, you know, Kraven the Hunter or something like that. But I hope they do that too.
Yeah, I mean, so far they've always teased the original villain for these games, and they haven't for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of new villain they can bring, unless the new villain is going to be like the big villain at the end or something. I don't know.
Hopefully, because it seems like Kraven the Hunter was like I hope that's kind of towards the beginning of the game, not towards yeah. the end. Like, you know what they showed when they're like, he's like, oh, fuck, we didn't even mention that when in the trailer for the new one, when his accomplice is like, oh, how about like a new area to
hunt?
To hunt, and they show all these different people, and it's not just Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, they mostly show villains, and one of them is the cop friend.
Oh, Yuri. Uh-huh.
Yuri, I keep forgetting her name.
She
might be the villain. Oh man, that's the thing though. Like I said, like there's a lot of things already going on here. Because you got to bring up Miles and his stuff. You got to bring up like what's happening with Peter and his relationship with MJ, and then the Yuri thing is going to be very, very interesting. I don't know what's going to happen with that. And then what they can do is with Kraven, it just kind of be like Mr. Negative in this, where like you think he is going to be the main villain, but then halfway through, boom, someone else pops mm-hmm. up. And I mean, chances are it's probably going to be Venom, but unless I feel like it would be too much at this point, but maybe it can lead up to Carnage.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be fucking cool. but yeah. And then I love the ending in Miles where they swing together and you hear that. It's just, it was fun.
Trying to look for that map.
Oh, where you see all the character spaces.
Oof. Yeah, but. Okay, so there's Black Cat, the Prowler, Wraith, which is Yuri, right?
Yeah.
There's Tombstone that came out in the first one. There's Spider-Man. Lizard, Taskmaster, Kingpin. Fuck. There's one else there.
Taskmaster. Ooh, what'd you think of his DLC when you fought him?
Oh, okay, never mind. They're showing like the Sinister Six in prison, so.
Oh, okay.
Scar? I don't know, something with a scar. I didn't play the DLC.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. I forgot. No, okay. So Taskmaster was actually really cool because like once you actually like fight him, you basically go around the city. You can't go around the city. It's not like a stage or anything. You should, like if you're on top of a roof and you fight him and fall off, you're gonna fight on the street.
And then, oh, like, no way.
Yeah, that's fucking
cool. That's cool, dude. I don't know who it is. I can't make it up. But I don't give a fuck. So excited.
Yeah, I think I said everything about Miles and Spider-Man. We're so goddamn excited.
We're excited.
What the? Yeah, like I said, hopefully we'll play it on YouTube and Twitch. You'll for sure see my gameplay of it, edited version of it. I'm sure people will like that. I mostly just try to edit down to all the dialogue stuff. Even when I'm swinging around, if the podcast show up, I put that up. And yeah, check me out in Red Spotlight. I haven't been on one in a while. The last thing I did was the Ahsoka reactions. We hated it.
How'd you like the ending?
I didn't like the ending.
No?
No.
I haven't seen it, but I saw a post. Are there zombies in the damn ending?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure if that was fake or not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to watch it. So I was like, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, it was just disappointing. So much potential, and they kind of wasted it. And it sucks, too, because Ray Stevenson, that was pretty much his last role. And so I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do with him.
He passed, yeah. Right? That's the one that passed away.
Yeah, he passed away, sadly. Probably this weekend I'll do a podcast with Ale for Return to Page. We'll see. She hasn't read the book they were supposed to read.
Which one?
I think it's called We've Always Lived in the Castle, something like that. It's kind of like this horror-esque book. If you've ever seen Haunting of Hill House, the person who wrote the book for that show, I mean, the show and book are very, very different. But she wrote the book that we're going to read, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
The ending is just, like, very, like, it just really got to me. Like, oh, damn. I don't know why, just the line, the last line of it kind of, like, hit me, and I went, this is great.
Is it a show?
Or a movie? No. Haunting of Hill House is a show.
No, that we have always lived in the castle.
Actually, I think I heard it became a movie.
What's her name comes out in it? Oh, what's her name? She comes out in Texas Chainsaw. She comes out in that one show. She comes out in with The Rock. Ooh, what's her name? Daddario.
Oh, okay. Wait. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I can't believe it. I might watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's in some movie. It's like an hour and 50.
Yeah, it's
an hour and a half.
Oh man.
Just have her watch it. Just have her watch that and then you guys can compare.
I am more so curious in like the cinematography of it all, because Haunting of Hill House, it is fucking fantastic. Have you seen it?
No, I've been wanting to.
Dude, it's one of my favorite shows ever. And I can remember the director of that show, but I mean, just the way he does everything is just so specific and great that I'm very curious how this person did it. Because again, this, it's, I don't want to say it's psychological, but there's just like, I can't think of the words. I know I'm sounding dumb for some people listening, but like, if you watch the show, I mean, I think you'll understand what I mean, where like this story is just something weird and kind of special. For sure, give it a watch. But yeah, I think that's all for now. We will talk about the Spider-Man game next, and then after that, hopefully, we can get back to the Batman games.
Batman.
Any final thoughts, Sergio?
Like I said, play it again, 100% complete it, because all the dialogue is amazing.
Good. That's all for today. Thank you all for listening, and bye bye.
Bye, guys.